tell me how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
All right, you guys just listened to Ghost of the Machine by SZA and Phoebe Bridgers, Young Women's Blues by Bessie Smith, and I'll Be by Foxy Brown and Jay-Z. We are reaching the end of our time.
I know, how sad.
Time has flown. I hope that you all have enjoyed about learning some new topics today, respectability politics, just, you know, the politics of black emotion, of black individuality, of, you know, female rappers, women in music, feminist movements. We covered a lot of ground today.
We really did.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of hope that you guys just understand how exhausting all of that can really be for one woman pursuing any career in leadership. Mm-hmm. And I guess at the end of the day, black women shouldn't have to shrink themselves down in order just to be seen as capable leaders.
Yeah. And I think that's like, I mean, that's, you know, one of the takeaways I just have from this class. And like, I feel like you and I talked about this like off the air, but like this class is like such a, like, take classes that are about things like this. Like,
yeah,
they are so awesome, so important. And just like, because people are always like, I want to do the work, I want to do the work, I want to do the work. But like, just literally just being in a space where you're talking about it for an hour, mm-hmm. like twice a week is so important. And just like the way that this class was, I guess, like laid out, like, I feel like I learned a lot, not just from like the content, but also just from like my classmates.
And honestly, the presentations, the teacher for this particular course is excellent at getting
shout
your
out.
Attention.
Shout out.
But I think it's, hold on, what is the class number?
It's GVPT
479W.
479W.
I believe.
Yeah, but just like, yeah, being in a space where you get to talk about it, it just like enlightens you.
It really does.
Everything really is connected and everything relates back to, you know, just the histories of our country and like why society is the way
there's
it is.
A reason for everything, and racism is everywhere, guys.
Yeah, but hope you guys enjoyed.
Hope you learned something new.
Listen to some more black female musicians today,
and maybe turn on the news.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, CJ. You were great.
Thank you for
having
me.
I had a great time. Yes, of course. Yeah, we will see you, I will see you guys next week. Only two more shows left out of Off the Shelf Forever, which is crazy. I've been doing this since freshman year, and it's been so awesome. My favorite experience from college, probably. But as always, you are listening to Off the Shelf with Grace Adkins every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon. We've got two more shows, guys. I'm super excited about both of them. To be announced on the Instagram soon. Shout out to this class. Shout out to our professor. Shout out to CJ. Yeah, I love everyone in that class too. But yeah, you've been listening to WMEC Digital College Park, where college radio means good radio. Listen to local radio. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hello. Okay. What's up? My name is Julian. Today I'm just going to be playing some music and talking a little bit about what I'm up to right now. Yeah, I'm honestly, we'll see how it goes. Loki just might try to make myself really sad. Which sounds kind of, you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park Radio, where college radio is good radio, I think. Well, it's good radio, but I think that's what I'm supposed to say. Yeah, I'm just getting everything set up, bruh, like, the last people kind of ran into my time, like, I was trying to talk, I was thinking I had, like, a full hour, but now I got more like 50 minutes, but it's really calm, I'm not complaining, you know, smile through the pain, but there is no pain, it's all smiles, so, you know how it is. One second, I just gotta... Alright, here we go. This is a PSA for you. Oh, shit. Hold up.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
Shout out the Filipino Cultural Association for having the best, PSA. Alright, now I'm gonna play some music. And, yeah, I'll tell you more about the music I'm trying to play. I'm trying to start off with, like, some, I don't know, today, usually I'm trying to make my radio about, like, some, like, nice, like, early morning stuff to wake up to, get to class, but, I mean, obviously it's not early morning, but anyways, I don't know, today I'm kind of just trying, I'm kind of sad today, bro, like, I just haven't been having a great week. Last week on the show, I had my friend come in with me. That was my first show, and that was actually my ex-girlfriend, and yeah, I don't know, we were trying to just be friends, and I think I'm thinking a lot about that relationship recently, and so I'm gonna start by just playing a song that I feel like sort of early on, like, what made me really fall in love with her, sort of, you know? All right, so let's start it off. Here we go.
In my mind, see you all the damn time. Outside, I know it means something. All them clubs, they mean nothing, girl. Sure, I want you, I can. Take this up in the land. Love you in front of the entire world. And girl, I never let this go. I can't leave alone. I can't leave alone. Oh, no.
yourself enough. Ain't no other man that you can trust but me. Girl, I really need. I can't leave alone.
Yeah, that was a song that we always listened to in the shower together, and pretty sucky song, if you ask me. I don't know. I really liked the song, honestly, and I put it on a playlist for her, and it was, like, one of my favorite songs for a long time, like, when we were together. Yeah, this next song is a song that I thought that if we ever got married, this is a song that I thought we would play, like, when we were, like, dancing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That song, yeah, I really like that song. Yeah, like I said, we were trying to be just friends after we broke up, and I don't know, it just, it's, like, really hard. Like, I think I'm trying to have this playlist, so last Wednesday was my last show, she was here, and then on Monday we went to a concert together that we had, bought tickets for when we were still together. We saw Pink Panthers. It was very good. And I think this playlist sort of represents my feelings throughout the night. I mean, at first it was a little awkward, of course, but I mean, we got headed over to the concert. It was great. We felt good. We were laughing together. We got onto the metro going down into DC, and it was just a great time. We were laughing, enjoying each other's company, catching up, talking about what we were up to. She showed me that she downloaded like a dating app, was talking to somebody, and I was like super happy for her. I was a little, I don't know, maybe I definitely felt some jealousy for sure, but I think overall, I was happy that she was beginning to move on, because I really did just want to maintain a friendship. I wanted to be able to talk to her about the people I was talking to. So yeah, it was great. It really was great. We got into the concert, had a couple drinks together, and we just had a really great time dancing to the music, singing along, just like gossiping about stuff, like talking about her friend who was like with the guy, but we couldn't figure out if they were dating or not. It was just really fun, and being with her is like one of the few times that I truly feel like myself, and I feel truly happy, and I feel like I truly have somebody in my life who understands me and is comfortable with me, and I feel truly, like, genuinely comfortable with her. And that's how I felt like watching the concert together. I don't know, there were times when we were holding hands and stuff, and it felt like we were back together for like a moment in time. At least that song is sort of what that represents for me, that feeling of being back with her, back together. And then we left the concert, and we got into the metro, and she got really, like, quiet all of a sudden, and there was, like, I couldn't talk to her, I couldn't make her laugh, and I don't know, it reminded me of all the, like, the reasons that we did break up, and it made me think that everything, all the happiness I was experiencing during the concert with her, and this just like feeling of pure like joy, that I can't have that anymore, because I need to move on, and I need to like do my own things in my own life. I need to have other friends. I need to find people that I can have that same feeling of like comfortability with, and just like really feeling like myself. I don't know, I feel like with a lot of people I feel some sort of anxiety to be a good person, like make them laugh in some way, be approachable and happy all the time. With her, she just met me wherever I was at, and I was always enough, you know. And I realized on the metro ride back that I had to find all these feelings elsewhere. Yeah. So then this kind of goes into my next song of beginning to feel like that doubt of like maybe things need to change. All right, let's get into it, I guess. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was Erykah Badu, and yup. Yeah, I mean, so after that, I was just, the whole rest of the night, I just kind of felt really terrible. I felt like everything was kind of over, and I had to make a change. And it felt like I was trying to, like, do multiple things at once. I was trying to move on from her while also trying to keep her in my life, while also just trying to keep that feeling of her in my life by filling that void with other people. And ultimately, the one thing I just was putting off was actually moving on. And rather than filling the void, I need to actually change things and create a new life for myself where I'm focused on different things. My life doesn't revolve around this one person or revolve around needing to have this feeling of, like, somebody understanding the full me. I don't know. I think I need to focus on myself in some other ways. So yeah, and then last night, like, I re-downloaded Instagram. I was trying to stay off it. And then I re-downloaded it and went on to Instagram, and the first thing I see is her, like, posting about the concert, and it's, like, all the pictures are pictures that I took of her, and then it's, like, a video at the end, and the video is us on the metro of her, like, just having this, like, incredible light in her eye and looking so happy, and it was, like, me making her laugh, and it felt like, and in the video, it was her, and then I was, like, cut out of the side, so it was just her laughing and, like, being happy, and I don't know, it just made me feel like, made me feel like, how did we have this great night together, and then at the same time, like, your outward appearance is of, like, this person who's independent and, like, without me, like, it made me really feel like this is, like, a representative of everything I've been thinking, and that I need to move on, and I can't be, like, thinking of needing to have this person in my life to be happy. I can't do that anymore. And it seems like she's already gotten to that point. Yeah. I didn't really realize that. Then I went onto her, like, story, and she's posting things about our relationship. Like, she's posting, like, a paragraph about how she's, like, moving on and I don't know. I don't know. It just was unexpected, and it made me feel really terrible. So yeah. Yeah. She just blocked me on Instagram. I literally just looked. It's pretty crazy, bro. I cannot believe that. Damn. I don't know. That changes my whole perspective on this now. Like, she's really done. I thought she wanted to be friends, and it was, like, more me that was, like, oh, I don't know if I'm able to, like, handle this. But, damn, I guess she's, like, all right. I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore either. So, hey, I don't know. I mean, maybe eventually it could work out because she's a great person. I do have a lot of love for her in general. But, damn. Okay. Damn. Alright, that actually changes the songs I want to play. Let me think about this. I'm going to play this song next, so enjoy this one. Alright, that was the Isaiah Rashad off his new album. I really like that song. Damn, I wonder why she blocked me. I have no idea. I wonder if it was, I don't know, maybe she's listening right now. Shout out her then. Alright, now I'm going to play this song from the Pink Panthers concert. I think it's very good, and it represents a lot of the ways that I feel right now. Okay, here you go. All right. Damn, I really like that song. I definitely have heard it before last night. I've heard it before last night, but hearing it last night was like, okay, I'm into this. And like letting everything go and just like really feeling yourself and moving on. I'm all about that. All right. Let's see what we're playing next. All right, let's get into some, damn, this computer is slow. My bad. All right, let's get into some Future. Enjoy this.
I wanna hear all that, I wanna hear none of that. I wanna talk about what you need, all this shit. No, fuck that shit. Man, I don't remember none of that shit. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet. Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches didn't eat. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas tried to run off. Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out. Where your ass was at, dog, you went to switch sides. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas spread lies. Where your ass was at, dog, I'm about to come slide. Where your ass was at, dog, when I was serving pies. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet. Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches didn't eat. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas tried to run off. Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out. Where your ass was at, dog, when I was in Pyrex. Where your ass was at, dog, when I was drinking high tech. Where your ass was at, dog, came through the project. Where your ass at, we came in for the load of contracts. Pattering dance on the dick at Johnny. Fuck a little Louis, put it in a bitch pocket. Put a pig with me on the ground and then you pop it back. Where your ass was at when I was trapping in the store. Had to struggle to get to where I'm at and sell dope. Jackie Chan moves, got the game in the choke. Gas rolling up in the blunt, Elmer Coast 12. Trying to come in the spot, we know nothing dope. No, regular bar dope, got my young nigga cuff. Done it out of the store, and we still made honest. Blowing on the old, yo, we call it whole onions, bro.
Commissary ain't gon' pay itself. Where your ass was at when we recorded in the bathroom? Where your ass was at? I take attendance like a classroom. Man, I ain't got no choice. Cause nowadays I swear this shit to change it for the boy. I'm self-made, selfish with my women, self-employed. I'll buy the neighbor's house if they complain about the noise. Man, where your ass was at, dog, when niggas wouldn't feed me? Where your ass was at, dog, when bitches didn't need me? Where your ass was at last winter was the coldest? Fuck where you was at, I had the six on my shoulder.
Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet. Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches didn't eat. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas tried to run off. Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out. Sent you for a wall, dude, bitch, don't panic. Where them bitches fall through, fuck them like a savage. Heard you trying to swim in the ocean, no jacket. Heard them niggas came through, squeezing on a ratchet. Heard them niggas came through, squeezing on a ratchet. Serve a lot of dog food, call you a mutt. Where your ass was at, dog, when I was on my cup. The reason I'm here today, cause I ain't never gave up. Where your ass was at, dog, when niggas 1 feet. Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches didn't eat. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas tried to run off. Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out. Where your ass was at, when I was trapping in the store. Had to struggle to get to where I'm at and sell dope. Turned it out of the store, and we still made honest. Blowing on the oil, yo, we call it whole onion.
All right, that was Future. We're going to get right back into some more Future in a second. But yeah. Yeah, she was like posting on her story. She posted like a Substack, like a paragraph about like how she like wanted to be able to blame me for the like relationship not working. But like all my reasons were like very human and she like held this resentment, but she like at the same time she was like understanding, and it was just like so frustrating to her that she just like couldn't clearly blame me for anything I did wrong. And I read that and I'm like, what the hell? Like, first off, I didn't do anything wrong. Nobody did anything wrong. It was just like, we were just different people. Like, there were just differences. Like, I have so much love for her. Like I said, there were just differences in how we loved each other. And there were differences in what our needs were. It's not like somebody messed up, or it's not like it was a bad thing whatsoever. It was just that we couldn't be in a relationship together. We could be friends, like, in my head, like, oh, we could be all these other things, but it doesn't work like this. And that's not a bad thing. It's really not. It's honestly a good thing, because then we're learning and we're like, okay, now I know what I really want in a relationship. Now I know what to look for the next time. And I appreciate this person for all the love they provided me. But it's time to switch things up, because obviously this isn't working. So the fact that, I don't know, it just felt like she was putting the blame on me. Like, oh, he's the reason this didn't work out. Even if it was like a human emotion and a real like human feeling that it couldn't work, he's the reason it didn't work. No matter what the reason is, it's his fault. And that's just not true. It's nobody's fault. I don't blame her for the situation or the relationship not working. It just wasn't perfect. Nobody's at fault in this. And it's not like one person did something wrong, or one person like wanted too much or wanted things to be different. No, we both wanted things to be different. That's just how it is. Okay, let's get into the next song by Future.
It's that new wave, Future Hendrix. Yeah. Oh, that's shit. Pop. Hey, you say you get thought I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they said they real sisters. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Henry. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around with me, I fuck twin sisters. Shit, whipping up a key, trying to dodge prison. Chimin' in the street and some Margellas. Pay attorney fees with that Godzilla. Try to heroin in the trap from a dog nigga. Black Amigo gang got them bells on us. Way before the fame, I had a bell on me. 20,000 off a drug, ain't got a scale on me. Real shooters, they'll sit in jail for me. Kill the judge, nigga, before they tell on me. And fuck the plug, nigga, I'm trying to take something. Finish them out that can, say you rape something. I'm a Mexico for real, we about to taste something. You say you getting thought, I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they say they real sisters. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Henry. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around with me, I fuck twin sisters. You blow on a nigga, so she down for me. Standing on the stage with the rounds on me. I sell a lot of chickens and I'm innocent. I ride with that white Dodge Penitentiary. Middle fingers always to them popo. I done fell in love with the Lambo.
I swear.
I been taking mileage, rockin' Tommy. Time for it, nigga, I'm walking like a zombie. Standing in the trenches, screaming murder. We need to take that nigga off and try to serve him. She got Chanel dripping off, I'm about to murk her. And I can tell the way she talking, bitch thirsty. You say you get thought, I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they say they real sisters. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Henry.
Fuck around me, try to dodge bullets. Fuck around me, I fuck twin sisters.
All right, that was Real Sisters by Future. Very interesting. Very interesting. So, I don't know. I think now what I need to do is definitely think and figure it out. But I mean, I don't know. I have a great summer coming up. A lot of vacations, a lot of good things going on. A lot of friends. I can come, I mean, I'm about an hour outside of College Park, but I'm welcome. I have my lease for next year. I can come down here whenever, hang out with college friends, go back home, see my hometown friends. I'm going down to Florida for like several weeks to see a bunch of friends down there. We're actually all getting an Airbnb down in Miami. And so I have a lot to look forward to. And honestly, like, if there's anything to take away from this relationship, and now that it's ending, it's all very good things. Shout out to my ex-girlfriend, because she was a baddie. And that really makes me feel like, damn, I had a baddie in my life. I can do it again. I can go down to Miami, enjoy myself, meet people, do whatever I want. I'm on, like, Hinge right now. I've been talking to a few people. I've had a few people over. It's been real nice. Like, I had a couple girls over, like, the past couple weeks. And it's very unserious and very just fun. And I think, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this, like, sense of confidence that I've gained from, like, being in a relationship and having things going very well. And I want to continue to implement that in my life and in myself, like, socially. For a while, I didn't think I could find anybody. Like, I really thought I was just, like, weird and different and not confident, not attractive, and just nothing was meant for me. Like, I was just stuck in this, like, cage of, like, loneliness and sadness. And honestly, like, that's how I was feeling this morning as well in the past couple of days. But now, I don't know, I feel great. Like, all of a sudden, I feel very good. Like, I can go out and do what I want to do. I found somebody that was, like, incredibly easy for me to talk with and joke with. Like, I can do that again. I can, like, get closer with my friends and find that same sense of, like, connection that I found in my relationship. Because, like, what we had together, me and my ex-girlfriend, none of our connection was immediate. Like, our first date was a little awkward at times, of course, as it is. As it should be. And then you grow into that connection. It takes time and vulnerability, you know? So now I'm thinking that if I put that same vulnerability into my other relationships, then only good things are going to come into my future. And then, of course, I need to be focusing on school, finishing up the semester, professionally, like, working on my degree, figuring out what I want to do post-grad, all that stuff. I have one more year, so we'll see how it goes. All right, now we're going to get into some yeet and get ready to wrap up. I thank you all so much for listening, and I don't know. This was very therapeutic for me. So thank you all so much for your support, unwavering. It's a very incredible to see. Okay, let's get into it.
count every time I walked in on them richer than them pop my shit. I count every time I took a perk like it was yesterday. I count every time I was really broke, I ain't even had food to eat. I count every time I said it make me happy. I count every time they're sleeping on me, swear to God it was napping. All my brothers rich, bad stars, always rock my jelly. Flew this bitch from out of state, the fuck they're in the telly. Yeah, I ain't broke, I ain't go daily. Every time they rock their figure, diamonds call them Cinderella. Glass, not no S, I had to tell them that we are not friendly. Even if my brother turn his back on me, I turn a melody. Eat up my man, I'm outside. I ain't even say time long. I remember I was the inside. I turn the whip in the inside. For real. For real. I put it down with a rose gold. You say you got money, but no hoes. Why that man sit in a rose gold? For real. For real. For real. It ain't there, tell me my time. CBD, she got a branch out. Every DB got a franchise. I do it into the back up. Yelling about going bankrupt. Everywhere I step, I leave some water, I hire a mopper. Every time I look at my DMs, it's a new topper. Yeah, kid thought his bitch was faithful, she a bopper. Driving in that coupe, I'm going too high, man, fuck a car bar. Sipping on it purple in my cup, sipping water hard. I just blew a dub inside the Malibu, from hard. Kid thought his bitch was faithful, she a bopper. Driving in that coupe, I'm going too high, man, fuck a car bar.
For really?
Yeah, for really.
Yeah, for really. Anybody do
they want
me? Yeah, for really. We're taking risks. Yeah, yeah, for real. Yeah.
Eat up my minutes, they're outside. I ain't even say time long. All of my time is the inside. I turn the whip in the inside.
For really.
I put it down with a rose gold. You say you got money, but no hoes. Why not miss it in a rose gold?
For really.
For really.
For really.
It ain't there, tell me my time. She beat it, she got a bread shop. Everything we got a franchise. I do it into the bank up. Y'all in the bar going bankrupt.
Okay, that about wraps it up for me. Well, I had an incredible time today. I don't know, hopefully it was interesting to hear my thought process or whatever, as I don't know if it was interesting. Let me know somehow. I don't know. You can reach me on